Chapter 32.
As the rude awakening sped onward, the fire-rimmed orbs ahead rapidly began to swell and drift apart, leaving the area between them webbed with blazing whorls of accretion gas. Against this brilliant backdrop, ship also began to swell, growing from a propulsion halo the size of a dust mote to a dark sphere as large as Jaina's thumb. A constant stream of fire streaked back and forth between the two vessels, cannon bolts from the awakening and plasma bulbs from ship. Both vessels were taking the attacks dead center in the forward shields, making no attempt to evade. With the grasping hand of a black hole reaching from both sides of an ever-narrowing safe corridor, there was no room to maneuver, or even to flee. Flying skill did not matter, nor even combat training. Pilots had one choice and one choice only: punch it out head on. And in that kind of fight, it was usually the pilot who attacked quickest and hardest who survived. Jaina checked the range, and seeing that the two vessels were closing in even faster than she thought, armed the Rude Awakening's first missile. Jaina had chosen the Rude Awakening for good reason. It was a void jumper assault pinnace. That meant it could get in fast, evade detection, take a beating, and deliver a devastating attack. In fact, it was one of the most fearsome tactical combat vessels in the galaxy, designed to go head-to-head with the Mandalorian Besulik and be the craft that emerged from the fireball. Jaina could not imagine any better combat transport to fly head-on against ship, especially not after she had fitted the entire missile magazine with Baradium warheads. Talk about a rude awakening. The targeting computer chimed once, announcing that the two crafts had closed to effective missile range. Jaina did not bother to try for a target lock. Ship would defeat it anyway, and in this fight, a quick attack was everything. She simply launched, then pulled the throttles back so the awakening would not be inside the lethal radius when the Baradium detonated. The blazing white disc of a thrust ring appeared in front of the cockpit, then, as the missile streaked away, quickly shrank to a white dot. In the next instant, a tiny gray dot appeared in front of the awakening. In an eye blink, it expanded into the gray oblong lump of one of ship's force-hurled stones. Fighting the urge to dodge, a mistake that might well have carried them across a nearby event horizon, Jaina held the pinnace steady and thumbed the intercom pad on her control yoke. "Brace for impact back there! This one is gonna take down our shields!"